In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. In 2009, author, ecologist, and earth explorer Jane Poynter wrote a book called Champions for Change. It portrayed the challenges that are currently facing our environment, along with stories of transformation and success from a host of world-famous athletes. The book aimed to show how our lives and theirs are intimately entwined with a natural world that is feeling the impact of global climate change. It was Jane's vision for the book that it also be used in schools to help educate and inspire students. Next, we'll hear from two Tucson middle school teachers, Corinne Bloom and Betsy Wilkening, about the effect they've seen Champions for Change have on the kids they teach.
The program was approached to our superintendent, and then we all got a letter through our principals. And I just thought it sounded so interesting. And I love science, even though I'm a reading teacher. And I love science teachers because they're just so interesting and they get to teach all these fascinating things. And so I was really interested in trying also a really high interest piece that connected with science and standards and actually teach it in a language arts class, in a reading class, an eighth grade reading class.
Yeah, one of the things I liked about the Champions for Change book was that it empowers the kids to do something after they read these athlete stories and read these environmental and global issues that we're having in the book. And that's one of the things I start out with my kids at the very first day of school. I tell them, you know what, you guys really have the power to change the world, even though you don't think it in seventh grade. There's a lot of people that are going to be interested in what you have to say. And so I tell them my job is to give them the tools and the opportunity to do that.
You know, what you said just right now was really, really interesting because, you know, we have all these economy things that are going on. And our kids, you know, our students are sort of like the silent casualties. They're the ones who are kind of feeling all this pressure and they really don't have a way to show what they're feeling. And I think that giving them a way to empower them to make a change of something that they can make a change of is really, really important, such as sort of recycling and through their projects and educating each other and educating all those peers. I think that's really, really important. And I was very inspired by some of your projects. And I'm doing a whole different kind of project this year.
Oh, that's awesome. I said, you know, when we worked last year, I had another teacher that worked with me for a while that was great, and he created some multimedia projects that the kids did, and my kids did some public service announcements. But I think what was really cool that came out of that was this activism that it created. I have kids that started a Wattbuster Club, so they go around our school and they reduce the energy usage of our school, and they tell teachers ways to save energy, and they've actually done calculations and used their little watt meters and talked about how much energy the district could save if they turned off this computers at night instead of just turning off the monitor. And those have gone forth to our school board. I've also had kids go ahead and one Saturday month we go into Oro Valley and we help with the Oro Valley Buffle Busters, and we have kids pulling out buffle grass, and it's always interesting watching kids with pickaxes. But we do get a lot of grass pulled every day, and they feel like they have such a sense of accomplishment after that. I noticed that you guys did a lot of multimedia projects too, and what other kinds of things have that led to for you guys?
The kids are doing a ton of very different projects in many, many different ways. Some of them are little movies, and some of them are acting things out. Some are making cartoons.
Oh, cool.
All different kinds of things, and they're focusing on the three R's, reuse, reduce, and recycle. Champions for Change has been such a great resource for my classroom. Not only just the books, but giving my kids the opportunity to go for a field trip, right on a field trip last year, and then my kids this year get to go on a field trip.
Wow, where are they going?
They're going to the Sonora Desert Museum, and last year they went to the Biosphere. And that happened because of Champions for Change, and that was part of those resources. And my kids are, 79% of them are free and reduced lunch, And every kid gets free breakfast in my classroom and all the classrooms. And so I think it's really important to get those kids out and seeing what all of what recycling looks like beyond their environment and beyond the classroom and seeing what it all looks like.
That's great. One of the projects that I've taken on in my classroom along the lines of Champions for Change is global ozone monitoring. And so we have an ozone monitor right outside my classroom. We're monitoring tropospheric ozone, which is a pollutant. And we're doing it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we're uploading it to this site. Part of that whole site is communicating and working with students around the world. So I'm excited because I've been working with a teacher in Brazil, and all their students have done some environmental blogs, and now my students are going to start responding to them. And so they're going to be working with kids in Brazil, and that'll be a neat opportunity, like your opportunity to work with kids in Africa.
And it makes such a difference. I mean, being able to see themselves beyond their world into other people's world, I think, really makes a difference.
That was Corinne Bloom, an 8th grade reading teacher at La Cima Middle School, and Betsy Wilkening, a 7th grade science and engineering and robotics teacher at the Wilson K-8 school in the Amphi School District. The program they discussed was based on the book Champions for Change, written by Jane Poynter.